Org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our regularly scheduled guest for some reason didn't show up, so it's you and me this morning. Our number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. And there are so many things going on today. The article yesterday in USA News, it confirmed my previous position. There are almost 15 million unemployed Americans today. That's 15 million unemployed Americans. There's another 9 million that are underemployed. In other words, they're working part-time, taking dramatic cut in their salary, or they're certainly giving up looking for work. So you're talking of pretty close to 24 million Americans out of work. If you look at what's happening to the housing market, the Obama administration is doing everything they can to solve the housing market, and that is simply just not true. I mean, they knew what to do. Certainly Henry Paulson asked for $700 billion last year in September. He eventually got it on October 3rd of last year, and that was to be used to bail out Main Street to stop the cascade of home foreclosures. And what did Henry Paulson do with the money after promising Congress, after promising the American people that the money was not going to be used to bail out Wall Street, it was going to be used to bail out Main Street and to help the homeowners so they wouldn't be losing their homes and we could stop this whole economic crash? Why, Henry Paulson gave the money to Wall Street. In fact, he couldn't even give all the money away. I mean, try as he would, he had to get the leaders of the 9 major banks into a room. And we have the talking points. Fortunately, one of the legal organizations, the Judicial Watch, got the talking points that Henry Paulson used when they locked the door and told the leaders of the banks they had to accept the money. Why? Because if the bankers didn't accept the money, he would have to use it to stop the cascade of home foreclosures, and that's the last thing they wanted. Because that is what's driving this whole financial collapse. At least it will until the derivatives collapse, and then the whole house of cards comes down. But you see, they want this collapse. We're told, we had to give the money to the big banks because, of course, we got to get them loaning to the people. Now, basically, you have to understand how you create an economic collapse. You have to understand the difference between money and credit. And most people don't understand that the government creates money out of nothing, banks create credit out of nothing, and for every dollar that they have in reserve, that's what they call it, a Federal Reserve System or fractional reserve banking, every dollar they hold in reserve, they can lend out $10 or, as some of the big investment banks did, $20, $30, $40, $50 for every dollar they hold in reserve. It's a wonderful gimmick. But then when you want to crash the economy, and the banks have done this time and again, you go back and you can read Andrew Jackson's farewell address in 1837. He tells you how the banks intentionally and maliciously and viciously destroyed the economy of our nation at that time. And whole cities were simply derelicts. People were filled with gloom and discouragement. It was done by the banks. And if you haven't read the farewell address, Andrew Jackson's farewell address, it's up on the Internet. We also have it contained in its entirety in my syllabus on the financial Armageddon. What's really so interesting, at least when I Googled, because I wanted to see what Google was doing, because Google is part of the problem. When I Googled Andrew Jackson's, President Jackson's, farewell address, 1837, on Google, the item at the top of the page, which, of course, gets your interest, was the farewell address, but, of course, it was an abridged form of the farewell address, and somebody had taken everything that Andrew Jackson said about how the banks had intentionally crashed the economy at that time. They just removed that information from the farewell address and put it down the memory hole, just as George Orwell described in his prophetic book, 1984. In other words, you simply remove information, and people don't understand history of the past. They don't understand then what's going on today, because those who cannot remember the past are certainly condemned to repeat it. We can go down the page. You can find the full address, but certainly we've had two of our newsletters dealt with that to show you how applicable that is for today. But the banks did the same thing again in the 1870s and in the 1890s and in 1907. And then, of course, they created the Federal Reserve Bank to give stability so that the banks couldn't do that. Now we had a Federal Reserve System, and they were going to make sure the banks didn't collapse the economy again. And the American people didn't understand that the Federal Reserve was owned by the banks. It was not a government agency. The banks said who the next leader of the Federal Reserve going to be, and the president usually simply rubber-stamped their selection. The banks control the Federal Reserve. In fact, what's so funny is Obama now wants the Federal Reserve to control the banks. How can the Federal Reserve, which is controlled by the banks and created by the banks, control the banks? And they're not going to. The banks are going to control our government. But what everybody has missed is that there is a powerful spiritual force behind, of course, the banking industry. And you will find that most of the leading financiers and industrialists and bankers in America are been tied into the occult, whether it be the Rothschild family and the Order of the Golden Dawn, or certainly Andrew Carnegie and his association with the occult, or J.P. Morgan. And you can look this up just on your search engine, J.P. Morgan occult astrology. And J.P. Morgan was deeply involved with an astrologer who was actually guiding his investments. And he made, billions of dollars using the astrologer to tell him what to do. Of course, he was one of the favored ones. I wouldn't suggest you do that. You might get an astrologer who would give you bad information. So you don't want to be gambling with the occult anyway, because, of course, that only deals with what happens while you're here on Earth. Your eternal soul is at stake when you begin tapping into these sources that the Bible tells us to avoid, whether the astrologers or the fortune tellers or the diviners. We're told us to avoid these, and the mediums, and with good reason, because they take us into contact with the other realm. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. But if they're supposedly now the banks have all this money, they're going to loan it to our industries, and where are they loaning it? They're loaning it to overseas. I'll tell you when we get back on Citibank.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Got a home project in mind, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland. 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate their support of this station. 970-669-3866. Worship and warfare, holy places and in his hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a new number, a new toll-free number, if you'd like to call us. It's 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. New number for me, new number for you, but give us a call if you have any question at all about what we're talking about this morning. Well, anyway, as we pointed out many times before, Henry Paulson justified giving the money to Wall Street rather than to Main Street, which it promised to do. And, you know, when they give you that $700 billion to rescue the economy, you would think that somebody would have criticized Mr. Paulson for what he did. But Mr. Paulson, of course, gave the money to the banks with the idea that they were going to lend it here in the United States to get the economy working. It was more important to get the economy working than to stop the home foreclosures. Incidentally, we had 2.25 million people lost their homes last year. Another 1.8 million have already lost their homes this year. Another 2.5 million homes are in the process of being foreclosed. And almost 250,000 homes enter the foreclosure process every month today. And many people have this feeling of hopelessness. There's no way out. And there isn't, because the people with great wealth who control our government do not want to solve the problem. They want to perpetuate the problem and destroy our economy. So what did the major banks do? They got all of this money. Goldman Sachs got money. J.P. Morgan, Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they all got money. And they started lending that money in China, in Dubai, in India, and in Spain. And they lent money all over the world. They didn't lend the money here in America. And, of course, it is on lent money that an economy like ours flourishes. That's why you have times of prosperity, because the banks are simply creating all of this credit out of nothing and lending it out. And then everybody's got money, and you just can't lose. You buy a home, and it goes up in value, and you sell it next year, and you make money. And then you buy another home, and you fix it up, and you sell it, and you make money, and industries do well, and businesses do well, and everybody does well. When the banks are loaning, and when they stop loaning, the economy collapses, as it did in, well, it did the same thing in 1812. That was one of the reasons for the War of 1812, because the Congress didn't renew the charter of the First Bank of the United States, and they did it again in the 1837, 1839, because Andrew Jackson didn't renew the charter of the Second Bank of the United States. But they're doing it today because they want to destroy our economy and bring in the New World Order. And they're destroying the economy of the whole world. Well, one of the biggest recipients of TARP money is something known as Citigroup. It used to be known as Citibank. It is a Rockefeller-controlled bank. It is the CEO, people who control Citibank, are members of the Trilateral Commission. And just the same with the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, Jamie Dimon was a at least in the past, a member of the Trilogical Commission. Remember, there's only 87 of them or so there. That's all there are. And yet they control the major banks and industries and the key positions in government, and a fellow named Barack Obama. All of his major advisors come from the Trilateral Commission, the people who meet with him every day, tell him what to do and what to say. So, but under any circumstances, Citigroup, I think, has gotten somewhere between $60 and $80 billion of money from the Federal Reserve, whether it came from the TARP funds or whether the Federal Reserve created it out of nothing. Heaven only knows. It's hard to keep track of it. But the United States government is the largest single owner of preferred stock in Citigroup. And so what are they doing? They're making massive loans, and that's exactly what the government has said. We want you to start loaning money so we can get the economy going again. At least that's what they tell the American people. So what is Mr. Pandit, P-A-N-D-I-T, who is the CEO of Citigroup, doing? Why, he is lending money overseas. They're not lending it here in the United States. They're stimulating the economy in other countries, but not here in the United States. Now, I would ask you from a logical point of view, when the United States government controls this major bank, and the United States government has lent the money saying, well, Citigroup's too large to go down. I mean, it's too big to fall because if it fell, it would injure the economy. And so we're going to give you the money so you'll begin lending money here in the United States and stimulate the economy. And then we find they're lending money overseas but refusing to lend it here. What does that suggest to you? Well, it would suggest that this Trilateral Commission Bank isn't interested in the American economy, number one. But it would also suggest that the people at the highest levels of our government are saying one thing and doing another. In other words, they're not really interested in repairing the problem here at home and getting loans here. They're more interested in stabilizing banks in other countries, because all of these banks work together in what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. We're talking about the major banks, not the little mom-and-pop banks which are being collapsed and seized by the Federal Deposit Insurance Company and then turned over to friends of the people in the establishment with all of their depositors. And what you're seeing is the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place, and the average individual doesn't understand. The article on the Citigroup, and incidentally, they keep changing the names. It used to be Citibank, then it became Citigroup, and now yesterday's article, the last week in Wall Street Journal, is simply called CIT. You wonder, what's CIT? Well, it's the Citigroup, but... And so they just they call them neologisms. They create these new words, and pretty soon everybody's using them, like the word BRIC nations. It didn't exist 2 months ago. Nobody ever talked about the BRIC nations, which of course is Brazil, Russia, India, China, B-R-I-C. And of course, that is where we are intentionally transferring our industrial potential, transferring the jobs from America primarily to the BRIC nations. In fact, that's where General Motors has its major plants, in China, in India, in Russia, and in Brazil. Tremendous plants in Brazil. General Motors is the second largest producer in China today. In fact, they're talking about bringing the cars they produce in China over here to the United States. We're actually going to make General Motors, we're giving them somewhere between, well, they said $50 billion. Some people say it may go up to $100 billion we're going to give them so they can become lean, so they can close their plants down here and stop making so many cars here in the United States and employing so many Americans, so they can shift their production to overseas. But they can't let the American people know that. Our number is 877-254-7524. A new toll-free number for you. 877-254-7524. Give me a call. We have nothing planned, and we have no guest this morning. The guest who was supposed to show up hasn't. So I want to know what you think about this. Is the economy, the collapse of the economy, affecting you? Do you sense that the things are really not doing as well, at least for some people? But before long, of course, the whole world financial system is coming down. In fact, it was really so interesting that President Medvedev, that is the president of of Russia. He's really a figurehead for Putin, who really pulls Medvedev's strings. But Medvedev got up at the recent meeting. I believe it was a group of 20. The world leaders were there, a group of 8, that was it. And he held up a gold coin. And he said, this is the future of the monetary system. And it was a gold coin, and it actually had an inscription on it, unity in diversity. Unity in diversity, which is, of course, a cult term. They're really talking about the unity of the new world order from the diverse governments of the world, from the diverse populations of the world. But that is obviously the plan, I believe, is to go into a universal gold-backed currency. And, of course, there will be gold backing, but then they'll issue paper notes. They're much more convenient than carrying around a pocket full of heavy gold coins. They know what is happening. They are accumulating the gold in preparation for that. And, of course, when that happens, American currency becomes worthless and our people become impoverished. And who will they look to solve the problem? The very people who created the problem, so that they could take total control over our government. Our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Have you ever noticed how they say one thing when they really need to do another? Now, what are the justifications for the Obama administration to take over health care is so that they can save money? And it is President Obama's contention that the only way we can cut the deficit and save money is to nationalize health care. That's similar to what his claim is, he's going to protect the privacy of the American people because we're concerned about your privacy, and that's why we want to put your medical records on the Internet. So we're going to save money by nationalizing national health care. Now, the people who've looked at it say it's going to cost at least $1 trillion over a 10-year period. I think that is just simply a ridiculous statement. We know what happened with their estimates of Medicare. Medicare, when it was put in 1965, the actuarial figure said it would cost by 1990 $9 billion a year, and certainly the government could afford $9 billion a year for Medicare. Well, when 1990 came around, Medicare didn't cost $9 billion a year. Medicare cost $90 billion a year. Now it's over $300 or $400 billion a year. I can't keep track of it. The cost of Medicare is going up so rapidly. But what I can tell you is the scam is over. It was a Ponzi scheme. You see, what Bernie Madoff did was he used the money that was coming in to pay out, to pay the people, and everybody was happy. They were getting 12% a year on their investments, or if they went to a broker, they were getting 11% a year. That's pretty good. And year after year, they got the money, they got their checks in. They had $5 million invested. They were getting back almost $600,000 a year. Well, that's how Medicare works. They used the money that was coming in to pay out funds. Now, of course, they were taking in more money initially than they were putting out because there weren't so many older people. And so basically Medicare worked, and it worked fine. Initially, they paid everything, usual and customary fee, full hospital cost plus 1%. Well, that, of course, stimulated the hospitals to expand and, you know, spend more money. After all, if you could make 1% on $10 million, that was a lot more than making 1% on $1 million. So they began adding on and increasing the size of the hospitals, increasing their staffs, increasing their expenditures, because the more money you spent, the more money you made. That was the way the government set it up. And then pretty soon the government said, gee, we can't afford that indefinitely. We'll not pay you cost plus, we'll pay you cost minus. And pretty soon they came up with all sorts of other schemes by which the hospital loses money on almost every Medicare patient that comes in, so they have to make it up on the people who are not on Medicare, and they subsidize the retired people, many of whom could afford to pay for their own health care insurance. They actually subsidize them when they charge the little guy, and he pays fantastic amounts of money which goes into the hospital. Totally unnecessary. It's simply a matter of taking from the poor and giving to the rich. At least in some instances, many of the elderly could afford to pay for health care insurance. But if you're over 65, you can't buy health care insurance, you have to have Medicare. And that's the way the system is set up. And boy, they've done a great job with it until last year. And last year, you know what happened? They stopped taking in more money than they were paying out. And now they're paying out more money than they're taking in. And so they're making up the difference from the Medicare trust fund, because all this excess money was put into a trust fund. But then, of course, the government borrowed all the money and spent it. The politicians love to spend money so they can have their high pensions, so they can have their extra quality health care insurance, so they can have their $1 million a year that they get for running their office, so they can be in positions of power. And so they simply borrowed all the money from Medicare, and there is nothing in Medicare but IOUs. But they can't tell the American people that they suddenly make Bernie Madoff and his Ponzi scheme look like a piker, because of course they've created the Social Security system and the Medicare system and stolen all the money, and before long it's going to require about 80% of the income of every individual is working. That's just going to go to fund Medicare and Medicaid, and they're going to be one person working for every person retired, and you're going to have to put all of your money in. And on top of that 80%, then you're going to have to pay your income tax. We'll be back in just a moment. Give us a call. 877-254-7524. 877-254.
This is George Flynn. For several years, I was privileged to host the Words of Freedom show here on KHNC. If you've been wanting a Colorado or Wyoming concealed carry permit or non-resident Utah or Florida permit, please note that I've been a firearms instructor since the 1970s and currently conduct concealed carry classes under the banner of Self Defense Guns. Please visit our website, selfdefenseguns.com, or call 970-622-2091. That's 970-622-2091.
You've heard of it. The hair of the dog that bit you. A solution for your morning woes when you've had too much to drink. Each 12-ounce can of hair of the dog provides you with a natural, smooth energy boost and is a good liver detoxifier, even if you don't drink alcohol. To order Hair of the Dog or the 7 other awesome liquid nutrition products, go to www.liquidnutrition.4tgl.com or call 720-494-4663.
Still needing to take a quantum leap in nutrition? Don't miss internationally acclaimed Dr. Michael Kiriak, accompanied by Drs. Roland Thomas and Nita Desai, for an extraordinary life-impacting open lecture. This rare occasion brings the research of the most advanced, yet most simple concept of holistic health available today. Hear what these experts have to say after years of using the concept for themselves and in their practices. Join featured speakers Dr. Kiriak, Desai, and Thomas, and for you animal lovers, Russell Louie, as they share over 30 years of proven research and application of bio superfood. Personally meet Drs. Kiriak, Thomas, Desai, and pet expert Louie at the west end of the Front Range Community College, College Hill Library, 3705 West 112th Avenue, Westminster, Monday, May 18th, 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Registration is limited and includes materials. $10 by May 15th, $20 at the door. Call Linda or Roland at 303-683-8113.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest didn't show up, so hopefully you out there in the audience will want to call us. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Well, of course, the federal government is taking over control of the automotive industry. They're taking over control of the banks. Not doing a very good job, though, because they're letting them loan their money overseas, but not here in the United States. You have to ask why that would be. If they control the banking, why they don't tell them where they're going to lend the money, but maybe they're more interested in stabilizing those banks overseas than they are, of course, in getting our economy going. And then, of course, they're taking over the healthcare industry, they're taking over the energy industry, and they're going to destroy them all. Well, who do we have calling in?
Dr. Stan, it's your frequent caller, Maureen.
Hi, how are you, Maureen?
In Colorado. I'm fine, thank you, Dr. Stan. I hope you are as well. I don't know how you keep going, honestly. I'm calling to give a no longer living, but a at the time living example of what happens on this Medicare thing. Before Medicare went through Congress, I begged all friends and relatives to write letters to Congress, and no, they couldn't be bothered. I begged my grandparents, who had some standing in the community in the state, and they said, no, we don't know how to write a letter to Congress. And so Medicare, of course, went through. But before it went through, I had access to, to the Denver Chamber of Commerce offices and legal access, welcome access, and I took two helpers, and we went in and drafted letters to Congress from all our friends and relatives and sat there and typed them up over a weekend. 32 typewriters we kept busy so all the letters going to Congress wouldn't be on the same typewriters. Took them to all our friends and relatives and asked them to sign them, which they did, send them in. Of course, Medicare still went through, which it was destined to do, I guess. But here's the point. When my grandparents then, after a while, had to go to a nursing home, they were paying their own way and were well able to do it. However, once Medicare started, my grandmother was complaining bitterly, and justifiably so, about the drop in care and service, everything, after the Medicare patients started coming in. Everything just went to rack and ruin in the nursing home.
But not
and that's
that,
just
Maureen,
how it will be
was,
when
National
Health Care
system goes in. It was the Medicare that drove up the cost of all of these things. It used to be very cheap to go to a nursing home. Or it's in even a hospital. I can remember when the finest hospital room at Merritt Hospital in Oakland was $13 a day, and it included surgical privileges. Now it'll cost you, it could cost you $13,000 just to go in and out. Amazing costs, and of course it's all because of government interference in the free enterprise system.
The Constitution never, ever, any place. I used to teach the Constitution in economics and in Christian high school. And the Constitution in no place says that the government is to provide, it says it would promote the general welfare. It doesn't say to provide for the general welfare. So I will hang up now and listen to the rest of your program. I value what you've done for this nation. As far as I'm concerned, you are the one person on earth who has done the most to preserve liberty throughout the land and actually throughout the world. I thank you so much, Dr. Stan. I hold you in the highest of esteem.
Well, I appreciate your words of praise, but I'm just a guy who's concerned, and like others out there, anybody can do what I've done. They just got to get off their duffs and determine to do it.
We need people to get out and get active. I've been active now for as long as you have, 46 years. I found out what was going on, and I got busy and started making speeches. I wrote letters. I tried to get the neighbors stirred up, tried to get the Christians stirred up, and it had some results. But somehow it appears to me that the American people, and the Christians included, including the pastors, and as busy as they are, bless their hearts, they're letting this go. It seems like the American people have just taken a go-to-sleep pill, and it's kind of like a bunch of teenagers that are sleeping late in the morning. They're shaking awake, but they don't want to get up and get busy.
Well, a lot of this is the effect of television and of sports, of all the other diversions. And they play games on our minds. Of course, they drug our water with fluoride. They know what's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox and the other psychotropic.
Oh, it's just
fluoride.
Horrible.
Why are they putting it in our water? Not only that, but they don't. 90% of the water that's used, you know, is fluoridated. Is fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid that contains arsenic and lead and polonium-220.
I've had an ongoing discussion. Polite discussion with my dentist over mercury and fluoride, and he still isn't willing to wake up and be convinced.
Ask him if he'll go to the EPA website, the employees. It's NTEU280.org. See what the EPA
I offered to buy every single thing you had on mercury and fluoride from your order desk, and he said, no, I just don't have time. It's very discouraging.
The thing is, ask him, does he want to damage and hurt his people? He ought to at least look at the other side and see what is going on. You tell him to go.
He's retiring now, and I am going to send him a note and say, the thing that really got my attention, dear dentist, is that there's a connection between an expectant mother's mercury fillings and autism.
Amen. Okay, thanks very much, Maureen.
Thank
you,
Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye-bye. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and who's on the line?
H.W. Colorado here.
Hi, how are you?
I would like to tell Maureen, health is the result of one's conduct, and it explains everything to the people out there. They shouldn't even bother with the whole system. Now, Dr. Stan, I didn't hear everything you said this morning about the financial system, but don't have hopes that the gold standard, like you pointed out with Putin or the other guy, holding up the gold coin, can't be trusted then either. It'll just be a matter of time that it's watered down again, like the American gold standard was.
Well, as long as you had the gold standard, you were fine. It's simply that they did not want... You see, gold requires discipline. And since there's only a limited amount of gold, the bankers then could not corrupt our system. Once they could get us off the gold system, they could turn on the printing presses, they could create all the money they wanted through credit, and destroy the whole economy. The one thing about the gold system is it makes people be honest. But dishonest people will try to destroy the system. That's exactly what they did. But it's interesting that they're thinking about bringing one back in again. And when they do that, they simply impoverish the entire American people. And anybody who has dollars today, or anything denominated in dollars, whether it would be pension or insurance, or bonds, or savings, or annuities, they lose everything.
Sure, it'll just be a matter of time.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment.
Yeah.
Again, our number 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our telephone number, new telephone number for callers, 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. Well, is our caller still here?
Yeah, Dr. Stan.
Go ahead.
Again, to reemphasize, I agree with you about everything you say, just about financially, historically, politically, and humanly. But I do have disagreements with your global climate change views, and I will explain. Carbon has the atomic weight of around 14. Oxygen has 16. Water has the molecular weight of 18. So we're dealing with very heavy elements, actually. So burning up carbon, CO2 problem, is a problem. But mainly the carbon dioxide is not the expression of the problem. Actually, the use of the oxygen is the problem. What do people get when they get sick? They get an oxygen mask. So they are inhaling very heavy an element. Now, oxygen does not occur naturally. It is produced only through living organisms, mainly the algae in the ocean and the plants. And they produce the oxygen, and then man comes along with its oxygen gobbling machines and uses it up at a rate that is just in no comparison to what a human breathing individual uses. So there is a problem. Admit to that, and do not miniaturize it or play it down. It is a very big problem. But what gives the whole system its power? It's the big machines. For one thing, the printing machinery, printing of money machinery. Are you there?
Yes, huh?
Okay.
All right, fine. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Yeah, I would like to thank you very much, because these things you mentioned historically, they were part of my life. Like I come from East Germany originally, and I lived 17 years under communism there, and I saw all the games they played there. The Bunsen, they called them Bunsen. They lived high in the hawk, and I lost my grandfather's 300,000 euro worth property on account of politics, because they forced him into the sewer system. I'm an organic farmer. He was an organic gardener. And they forced him into that. And then I had to contest the testament due to political reasons and family problems and so forth. And they all just ignored. In West Germany, I just had to sell my father's place worth 200,000 euro for 10,000 euro just to get off the hook with the lien they put on there, forcing me into the sewer system, and that, and to an organic gardener. So, and I did not cause pollution. People have not learned a thing as to how to live healthy. And if you don't eat organically, your organic produce, then you get sick. So
well, we certainly need good food. It's the key to health. But also, they are poisoning us through so many things that they put in the ready prepared food, the aspartame, the MSG. They are polluting us with mercury. They're polluting us with aluminum. They are polluting us certainly with the byproducts of plastics, as you well know. Certainly, if people were eating right, there'd be a lot less disease in the world today. And eating natural fats instead of the ones that the government keeps telling them, oh, you eat the margarine, you eat those things, butter is terrible for you. Heavens, butter's far better for you than the ones that they've been telling us to eat for years. And they've been intentionally, knowingly, and maliciously destroying the health of the American people. And then, of course, they gave us a vaccine. Almost everyone in America got the polio vaccine that had a cancer-producing virus in it, SV40. And then everybody said, gee, why do we have such an epidemic of cancer? Why do so many people we know be dying of cancer today? Well, hey, look, thanks very much. Anything else you wanted to say?
Yeah, the organic plants, organically grown plants, are simply stronger, so that one doesn't need to use pesticides or anything else. So they are the better food, but people all go and leave their best, the best culture they produce, but your culture goes all into pipes and down into the ocean.
Amen.
Thank you.
Well, thanks very much. You're absolutely right. Nutrition and health go together. Nutrition influences health. It influences behavior. And certainly it's the best thing you can do if you do have a cancer, is to be on a proper diet, because many times the cancer will go away as your immune function increases. Thanks very much for calling. And I think many times people who've lived under communism, as our caller did, certainly are well aware of the tyrannical dangers. And as he said, there it was, the people in charge lived high on the hog. And what are we seeing in America today? All power to Washington, D.C., and the congressmen and are living very well. And the people that, of course, who buy and sell the congressmen do very, very well as well. And the congressmen who try to do the right thing and speak out against what's going on, very often, of course, they will infiltrate their offices, as they did with James Trafficante, and they had government agents planted there pretending to be his friends, where actually they were collecting evidence on him so they could send him to prison, where James Trafficante is today. And they did that with Congressman George Hansen and those that they couldn't get that way. Well, like Congressman Larry McDonald, why his plane went down, KAL 007, Korean Airlines 007. Congressman Hale Boggs, of course, he was on the Warren Commission, felt it was a fraud. His plane went down, and they knew where it was, and they wouldn't send any help, and everybody on board died. And that is a story, of course, that you are not going to hear these stories. Senator Towers, his plane went down. Senator Wellstone, who was the one senator who voted against the Patriot Act, why his plane went down as well. What a coincidence. Do you think there might be any relationship between those things happen? And then Ron Brown, of Secretary of Commerce, who's going to speak out against Clinton. You know what happened? His plane went down, too, and he had a bullet hole in his head. And the pathologist who found out the bullet hole, his career was ended. What a strange happening. Well,
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars and brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and we do hope that many of you out there will want to get our material to really understand the spiritual basis of what's going on. You need to hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and get the book. And incidentally, the book now has been republished by a regular major publisher, and in STL, which is a major distributor, they have something like 230 different publishers. I'm with Anomalous, and of course they're my publisher, and we are 18th on all of STL's with 230 publishers. We are 18th in their list of bestsellers, and it's only been out 6 months. So people are reading Brotherhood of Darkness and learning about the spiritual battle like never before. So there's much to be encouraged about. And then, of course, we're there selling, giving away books there at the Christian Booksellers Convention this last weekend, and an awful lot of small Christian bookstores got copies of the book. Hopefully they'll begin carrying it and we get it widely disseminated. Then, of course, we hope that you'll listen to our talk on the Forbidden Secret and get the syllabus that goes with that. You'll get our talk on the Financial Armageddon and, of course, the syllabus that goes with that. To understand the coming police state and dictatorship, why, of course, the talk is the planned police state, and there's an excellent syllabus that goes with that. We have a talk on the oil deception of the so-called shortage of oil. There's plenty of oil in the world. America has the largest supplies of oil anywhere in the world. They just won't develop it. We now have the largest supplies of natural gas. And so what are we doing? Well, we're going to solar power and wind power, and you know how effective they are when the sun goes down and the wind stops blowing. So we're going to ignore the largest supplies of natural gas in the world. We're talking about, 23,000 trillion cubic feet. I mean, it's some ridiculous figure beyond comprehension. And they know what's going on as far as natural gas, but you're not hearing about it. So the oil deception's an important talk in the four tapes. And the syllabus goes with that. But certainly all of these are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, we could certainly use your help as far as maintaining our radio network. But more than that, if you're unable to help us, then tell others about our programs. They can listen to them here at the American Freedom Network. They can listen to them at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com, where we archive our programs 4 hours a day. They're available on MP3. They're available on blog. They're available live. They're available on the satellite feed 9 hours a day. You can watch many of our DVDs, our links to YouTube, read our newsletters. They're all free at radioliberty.com. What can you do? You can try to get people to listen. And for the dentist who doesn't want to hear, say, would you intentionally hurt your patients? Would you be willing at least to check with what the scientists at the Environmental Protection Agency say? Their website is NTEU280.org. If you care about your patients, at least go there and let me know what you think after you read what they say about the dangers of fluoride and water fluoridation. If you can get the dentist to realize that the media is controlled, and his dental organizations are lying to him. Another good thing would be to go to fluoridealert.org and then look up fluoridealert.net, fluoridealert.com. That's Fluoride Alert. Go to org, net, and com and just see who is surrounding the one site that tells the truth. Why would they try to surround it so that people couldn't get to the correct site? Fluoride Alert. Look it up. Net.com.org. Dr. Stan, we're out of time. Till tomorrow at the same time.